Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Some junk going on in my heart that I didn't even realize was there. We're asking God to put us under the Holy Ghost microscope. I'm talking about from the one preaching to the ones receiving this word. We want God to do something like he's never done before to deal with that continual disease, deep-seated, deep-rooted stuff that can take roots. And whenever, you know, you got roots, from roots will come fruits. If you have things that are rooted in your heart and people that, you know, that you didn't even know you had a problem with, you know, people that didn't know they had a problem with you, but there are certain things and certain manifestations that will happen. We just want to get into the word of God. What it says about having a clean heart and a right spirit. You know, some folk, you know, you deal with them and their spirits just ain't right. And you know what? Most of the time, a dirty heart and a wrong spirit go together. Come on, I want you to put that on the screen. I renounce a dirty heart and a wrong spirit. Because a dirty heart will ignite a wrong spirit. And when you're talking about spirit, you're talking about something that tendencies and things that tend to be. You know, I was thinking about different states of the heart, and I was thinking about a broken heart, a wicked heart, an anxious heart, a deceitful heart. You know, if you get into the Bible, if you really study the word of God, the Bible is very clear about the heart. And a lot of this stuff about the heart is nothing to play with. You know, the Bible says what we see is, in Corinthians, what we see is temporal. What we cannot see is eternal. All right. And that word temporal is pros kairos, and it means to get ahead of the timing of God. That's proskairos. You know, kairos is the word for time, timing of God. Pros kairos is temporal. That's what you can see. These are the things, are the manifestations that will make you get ahead of waiting on God. Okay. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6 and 7. Come on, put that on the screen. I want everybody to participate. I want everybody to participate. Because you know what? It's just like taking notes on your Bible. Put those scriptures up on the screen. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. It talks about an anxious heart. It says, do not be anxious about anything. I think that we've learned over the past year that like never before, we need to learn to wait on God. Because those who get ahead of God, they're gonna miss God. You can put that on the screen if you want to. Those who get ahead of God, they're gonna miss God. Listen, you cannot win getting ahead of God. That's what proskairos does. It makes you get ahead of the timing of God. And the Bible says, don't be anxious by anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Y'all know we just came out of Thanksgiving. In everything with prayer and petition with thanksgiving. In other words, you can't even go in. You can't even enter into the gate without thanksgiving. Present your request unto God, which transcends all understanding. In other words, it overrides and deletes and wipes out, and is bigger than all understanding or any understanding. It says, when you're not anxious and when you give your petitions to God, you know, with thanksgiving, and you present your requests to him, it says that God will cause your heart and your mind to be guarded. And come on, I just want you to put your hands on your head and say, God, guard my mind. guard my heart. You know, every time when you looking up the word heart and looking up the different meanings for heart and mind, they go hand in hand. Because whatever is in your heart, it is showing up, get down in your mind. Okay. Proverbs 6 and 18. You know, it says, it talks about a heart. Here we go. And this is one of the interpretations. Proverbs 6 and 18 talks about a heart that manufactures wickedness. Okay. A heart that devises wicked plans. So now this is going to excuse a lot of that the devil made me do it. You know, a lot of folk, they've given the devil so much credit. You know, I ain't going to tell y'all about the joke about the devil and how he was outside the church. I know y'all heard that one. Did y'all hear that one? When the devil was outside the church, I know, you know, this is probably, but I'm going to say it anyway. It might not be funny, but it's true. The devil was outside of the church and he was very frustrated. Y'all know sometimes I don't get jokes right. I hope I get this one right. He was mad. He was frustrated. And somebody said, Mr. Devil, what's wrong with you? And he said, you know, he was frustrated because they're putting lies on me. They're giving me credit for everything, you know, and this will even, listen, we give the devil so much credit, sometimes it even frustrates him. Everything that happens, the devil made me do it, or we want to give the devil credit. But God is looking for somebody that's going to give him all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, and stop giving devils credit. This is in a day and time and a season where we cannot glorify darkness. We cannot give the devil credit, okay? And so this thing, this heart, that, in other words, it wasn't because your father molested you. It wasn't because, you know, you lost your job. It wasn't because whatever reason you can come up to hold your head down and say life has dealt you an unfair hand. It's because the Bible says that the heart in and of itself can literally, if your heart ain't right, if your heart's not clean, if your spirit's not right, manufacture. In other words, your heart can be a factory to produce wickedness. No, it wasn't your peer pressure. It came out of you. The Bible says that the heart is the seat of the emotions. And that thing came from the inside. And a lot of times we don't want to deal with it, but Jeremiah dealt with it. Jeremiah talked about the heart. He said in Jeremiah 17 and 9, put that on the screen, Jeremiah 17 and 9. Y'all, I'm telling you, when you start teaching and getting into the word, you have to get into the word on issues. You have to get into the word on continue. I'm telling you, some of you, you're going to experience some manifestations and some deliverance. That's why we're on the wall. We're on the wall. Don't worry about the trolls or anybody that don't understand. Let whoever has an ear hear what the Lord is saying to you right now about deliverance. All right? Hear what God is saying. If you got an ear to hear and a heart to receive. Jeremiah 17 and 9, Jeremiah talked about how the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And he says, who can know his own heart? So in other words, you know, there's some times that the Bible says that we don't even know our own selves. And one of my favorite psalms that you can read when it's talking about the heart, are talking about the understanding of error, is Psalms, the 19th chapter. Y'all know we read it all the time, Psalms 19 and 14. In Spoken Word Ministries, every time we say, let the words of my mouth, at the end of the service, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, even the things that we think we need to give to God. We need to give our thought, the meditation. Didn't say the meditation of my mind. That's connecting the mind and the heart. The meditation of my heart. The things that I think about that's down in my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Because there's some folk, you know, they're in great places before men. And they have great platforms. but they're nothing before God because their hearts aren't right. And I believe that, and I'm not saying this is the word for 2021, but I am saying that we need to have our hearts right as we're going into another year, coming out of this very difficult season. We're coming out. We're not going into more. We're coming out. And I'm not telling you that everything is going to be hunky-dory and tiptoe through the tulip, but we are coming out. You got to see yourself as coming out. And can I tell you, those with dirty hearts and wrong spirits, they're going to be stuck. And one thing we're not going to be in 2021 is stuck, okay? So now we talked about let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That's Psalms 19:14. If you go up to verse 12 and 13, whoo, here we go. 12 and 13, Psalms 19. Who can understand his error? Cleanse me. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Come on, put that on the screen. Secret faults. Psalms 19 and 12 said, is saying, who can understand his error? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from, here we go. You've got secret fault, presumptuous sins. Oh, that's something to deal with. Presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright. Here we go. And I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Okay, we got secret faults. We got presumptuous sins. And now we're talking about the great transgression. What is this? What is this great transgression? You know what the great transgression is? It's being bound and not knowing it. The worst kind of bondage you can have is the one you can't see. To be bound, to be messed up. To have some issues, to have some stuff going on in you, preacher. In you, father of the house, head hole. You know, you want to be the head? Be the first one to get delivered. In you, mother of the house, that's operating under that second fiddler, Jezebel. Jezebel don't have to operate under the personality of a woman or a wife. I'm telling you, Jezebel is a spirit. And it's not limited to a sex. But I'm saying there may be a female, a second fiddler. You know, we all partners, but the husband is the head. And there may be a woman operating in that thing that gets behind that Ahab spirit and controls everything to make everybody think somebody else is doing it. Okay? Keep back that servant from presumptuous sins. And let them not have dominion over me. And I will be upright. And I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Yeah, God, deliver us this morning from the great transgression. God, deliver us from that thing that will hide in our hearts. And from the thing that the enemy will hide and will not allow us to see. To make us think more of ourselves than we ought to. Yeah, so, and Matthew 5 and 8, it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. We talked about a broken heart, okay? A broken heart. Psalms 34 and 18, put that on the screen, says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and saves those who have a contrite or a crushed spirit. Wow, put that on the screen. A broken heart and a crushed spirit. You know, a lot of times we minister and we say that folk have broken hearts, but we never deal with the crushed spirit. You know, we need healing from both, but there's nothing like having your spirit crushed. You know, and I believe that comes from continual torment and continual bondage and continual harassment. And that's what the enemy, he don't want to just break your heart. He wants to crush your spirit. And so guess what? We've been dealing with the broken hearts, but let's deal with the broken hearts and the contrite and the crushed spirits, okay? And here we go. How about a hard heart? A hard heart. We talked about a broken heart, a wicked heart, a deceitful heart, an anxious heart, a heart that manufactures wickedness. And so right here we got a hard, H-A-R-D, a hard heart. Now a hard heart, those fallow grounds have to be broken up. Mark 6:52, you need to write that scripture down. It says, for they had not understood about the loaves because their hearts were hardened. You know, I'm just going to say this. There's some folk, they're like, I can't receive from my pastor. My pastor not feed me no more. This scripture in Mark 6:52, it says, for they had not understanding about the loaves. It was something that they didn't understand about the word of God. It was something that they didn't understand. And it's because their heart was hardened. When your heart is hard, the seed of the word cannot go in. And guess what? Your heart can be hard against a person, a place, a thing. You know, you can shut your heart down. And a person can come and they can try to apologize. I'm just asking God to break up the fallow grounds. You know, the fallow grounds must be broken up so that we will not suffer from the curse of the hard heart. Because if you got a hard heart, wherever your heart is hard to, you cannot receive healing in that area. All right? All right. Thank you, God. Psalms 24:4. It talks about the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. It talks about the one who has clean hands and a pure heart. Matthew 6:21. I'm walking through the word, and we're gonna get before God, and we're just gonna begin to call all these things up, out, off, however you want to say it. Guess what? If this bothers you, you may go now, because you are the weakest link, because we're going to do some mass deliverance over this point, and people are going to get set free, and we're not going into tomorrow, today, or whatever it is. Today is Sunday. We're not going into Sunday or Monday with anything, any roots, any bitterness, any unforgiveness. God is going to check it. You know what that means? You know what that means by checking it? He's going to deal with it. Okay? Okay, Matthew 6:21. Here we go. Now, we're talking about all these other kind of hearts. What about a greedy heart? Put that on the screen. God, deliver me from a greedy heart. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Psalms 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Not trust in your boyfriend. Not just trust in your pastor with all your heart. Not trust in your family with all your heart. But trust in the Lord. Putting everybody together. We need to learn how to trust in God with all of our heart. And you know how you do that? You have to give your heart. I'm going to stop right here. If you don't know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, everything I'm saying to you is I'm just babbling, you know, and you're going to get it. I know the word don't come back void, but right now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, if you're not in the word, let me be very clear, because some people believe once saved, always saved. And you know, I was born in the church, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, if you're not close to God, everybody knows when you can feel when you're away from God. You can feel, especially if you've been close to God, even if you haven't, there's a vacuum on the inside of us that miss him. You know, God's always there when we wake up in the morning. You know, when you just think about the moment you wake up, what's the first thing that come on your mind? Especially if you're out of place with God, y'all hearing me? The first thing is going, oh, I got to get it right with God. I'm telling you, this is what I know, and not saying that I've ever backslidden or left God, But there were some times I knew that I needed to get back in a place with him. And I wonder if that's where you are right now. Because we got to learn to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. I want you to repeat after me right now if you don't know him. Not just as Savior, but as Lord. You know what that means when he's Lord? When he's Lord, that means that he runs it. He's in charge. He makes the decision. Lord, he has the final say. So I just want you to repeat after me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give all of my heart to you. And I accept you, Holy Spirit, to fill my heart up with God. God, I thank you for the overflowing of your presence in my life. Come on, repeat after me. I renounce the devil. I renounce the world. I renounce my flesh, and I accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior into my heart. God, I give you all of my heart. Right, put it down. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 4:23. It says, above all else, guard your heart. Boy, we never talk about guarding our hearts. Sometimes we let people sit up and gossip and say negativity, working witchcraft through their mouth. You know, you can work witchcraft through your mouth, saying it wrong, operating through third eyes. You know, if you're seeing stuff, I don't care. I'm going to just put it out there. Some folk ain't going to like this, but I'm going to say it. If you sin and you ain't got God, you operating through a third eye. That thing need to be closed up. Because if you haven't accepted God and you sin and you doing all that, that's a third eye operating. You sin by and through another spirit. So that's just one way. But above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flow from your heart. And so, in other words, we got to watch what we do. Everything you do flow from your heart. It's a manifestation above everything. The most important thing in life is guarding your heart. And that's why I'm glad that God gave me this word for this shut-in. You know, as we, you know, have just been enjoying the Lord and enjoying each other. Let's just enjoy the deliverance of God through his word. And just let's just be open and be free. Let's listen. Let's lay it all down. You know, listen, just say, God, if there's anything in me, on me, around me, that's not like you, I lay it down. I give you permission. Can you give the Holy Spirit permission to come in and take over? Can we let the walls down and the guards down? Yeah, we have our guards up, but you can have your guards up to people. You can have your guards up to places. You can have your guards up to things. You can even have your guard up to God. But do we understand that one of the most important things, the Bible say above all else, that's very important. Guard your heart. For everything you do, flow out of your heart. Proverbs 23, that was Proverbs 4:23. Now, y'all, we almost finished. I'm going through the word. I'm walking through the word. Proverbs 23:26. Put that on the screen. It says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. Wow. Okay. A lot of things. When we give our heart to God, it affects how we see. Before I gave my heart to God, I didn't see things like I see them now. You know, the Bible says that the scales fell off of Paul's eyes. You know, he was Saul and he became Paul. The scales fell off of his eyes. And it says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my way. You know, so your eyes, your eye gates, you know, that somebody can look, you can look into a person's eyes and see their soul, you know, and David's eyes got him in trouble. The Bible says he looked at Bathsheba, you know, and after he messed up, killed a woman husband, slept with her, committed adultery. Then by Psalms 51:10, you know, and let me remind you that David was a man after God's own heart. Wow. I'm talking about with a history and a record like that. The Bible says God is close to those, okay? Close to those who have broken hearts and crushed spirits. David, and after he messed up, he fessed up, and he got blessed up. Y'all know that's my little rhyme. David messed up, fessed up, got blessed up. He said, God, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit. Still talking about the heart and the spirit. He's talking about the broken heart, the crushed spirit. He said, God, create a pure heart. Create, in other words, that thing needs to be made and renew. His spirit man needs to be renovated, renewed, restored. But when it came to the spirit, but when it came to the heart, he said, God, create, I need a whole new heart. That's why they say they'll take out that stony heart. And they'll take out that hard heart and put in a heart that's tender, a heart that's sensitive. You know what? God wants to make us more. God wants to make me more sensitive. I would like to be more sensitive. Sometimes you can be caught up in whatever and be insensitive. I believe that sensitivity starts in our heart. Psalms 73:26, it says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. In other words, in this psalm, it's saying that I can't depend. My flesh may mess up, my heart may mess up, but God is the strength of my heart. Can we say that? You know, as wicked as the heart is, all this junk I told you about, the issues of the heart, we can confess, God, you are the strength of my heart. And you are my portion, not idols, not men. God, you are my portion forever. Philippians 4:7. I know it's a lot of scriptures, but guess what? We need the word to get down in our heart, okay? Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. The peace of God. Come on, put the peace of God on the screen. Woof. Let me tell y'all something. I can't operate without the peace of God. I have to shut it all down. If you don't know what to do, if you don't know what's going on, do a peace check. Check your peace. If you ain't got the peace of God, I don't care where you at. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the situation is. In anything and everything, you must still have the peace of God. Because the enemy wants to come in and he wants to torment you. The opposite of peace is torment. The peace of God is the opposite of the torment of the devil. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, we said that earlier, it will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. John 14:27, put it on the screen. John 14:27, y'all, we almost out of here. It says, this is talking about a troubled heart. This is another kind of heart, a heart that's troubled. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. So in other words, we can say that trouble is directly related to fear. Are y'all getting this? I mean, I think that this is something that if you take this Facebook Live and play it while you're sleeping, I'm telling you, even the deliverance that God began in our lives tonight, you'll go to another level. God's talking about a peace that he can give us, not like the world would give. And this peace will give you the ability to not allow your heart to be troubled, so that you would not be afraid. Because trouble and fear, a troubled heart is rooted in fear. I guess that's the best way to say it. Go to Psalms 37:4. Y'all know Psalm 37. That's one of them favorite scriptures I go to. That's one of the scriptures I get on my knees. I got certain prayers. Y'all know I don't pray on my knees often. I walk, I lay down on my back, I do. But I tell you, when trouble come, I be on my knees. You know? And that's just how me and God, you know, flow together. But Psalms 37 and 4, it says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Can I break that down a little bit? Y'all know I got to put a little bit of testimony. I was in Germany, and boy, listen, God was, when I first got saved, if before I could say it out my mouth, I mean, I'm going to be honest with y'all. When I was in the military and just, people was like, oh, she's a witch. You know, they just weren't used to, why I got to be a witch? why can't be God moving? Why can't be walking in power? I'm telling you, people just were not used to seeing God. I'm talking about the simplest things. Like I was in, you know, I don't know if anybody from, I was in Eschborn. It's a military, it was a German apartment complex, but the military folk lived there. It's called Eschborn in Frankfurt, Germany. And you had to be on a wait list. I finally got an Eschborn. It had the balcony all around. You could, where the Needle restaurant, you could see all downtown Germany. Had the little balcony around. But you know, you only get certain things if you got a certain rank, right? Like I wanted 3 bedrooms because I wanted a bedroom for me, a bedroom for Mike, and I wanted a den. And I wanted something that they did not have, a dishwasher. They didn't have it. They didn't have it over there. So I talked to the Lord. I said, God, you know, I was only authorized 2. I said, I want 3 bedrooms and I want a dishwasher. Yeah, right. You know, yeah, right. She want to. I stepped up in that apartment, 3 bedrooms and a dishwasher way across the seas over the water. And I had a dishwasher. Listen, I'll never forget that building. Everybody in that building had roaches. I know y'all talking about German roaches. Everybody in that building. I said, God, I will not have. Listen, I had been delivered from roaches. I didn't wasn't coming all the way to Germany to have no roaches when I had them in Sherwood. We don't have them now. I promise y'all. One day I saw a roach trying to come because the door was like this. I saw a roach. I pulled the roach. The roach turned around and went back out the door. Everybody was complaining. Oh, I had no in that park. Beautiful. It just was an infestation. We was in Germany. I refused to have roaches. I got my dishwasher. See, that's the problem. Oh, how is all that important? It's important because I asked God. Me and him was like that, okay? And we still are. But I remember standing in that same apartment in the foyer, and people used to get mad at me. Oh, I could just go on and on and on about the things that God would do for me. Miracles. Listen, God would do so many miracles, I was by myself. Because, you know, folk was hating so bad. I just would sit up and see who I could lead to the Lord because God was moving so much in my life. You know, sometimes when God blesses you like that, you got to hang out by yourself. You can't be blessed like that and walking in the supernatural like that. Somebody gonna hear this, what I'm saying. I just had to sometimes be off to myself. And so I was standing, and me and Mike, we used to be off to ourselves a lot in Germany. Mike knew all the miracles that we saw. And I was standing in the foyer, and I asked God. I said, God, you know, very rarely do I hear God. See, everybody that be hearing God all the time like that, I don't hear him like that. I walk by faith, not by sight. A lot of times I have to walk it out. But I heard him this time. I said, God, they say everything I say, you know, why are you doing all this for me? Let's go back to this scripture. Psalms 37 and 4. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The Lord said to me, didn't I say to you, I will give you the desires of your heart? He said, and daughter, when I give you the desires of your heart, I'm not putting your desires. I'm putting my desires. So I'm blessing me through you. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. God said, this is what I want for you. You gotta delight yourself in me, and you gotta be so in tune with me where it's not your will, but my will be done. So I'm not doing your will, I'm doing my will through you. How about that? How about the Lord said, It ain't just that I'm doing what you want. I'm doing what I want through you. Y'all gonna shout in a minute, okay? But I'll never forget standing in that foyer asking God, God, why are you blessing me so much like this? Because people didn't understand everything she say out of my, if she said, well, you know, I'm just saying this, God will give you the desire, the desires of your heart. Psalms 91 says, I will give thanks. Boy, the devil don't like a cheerful, thankful heart. The devil hates when you've been through hell and you can still praise God. The devil's nightmare is a thankful believer. I'm talking about a person that has been through hell and high water, that has been through, and everybody know they really been through, and you still dancing, and you still praising God, and you still thanking him. You are giving hell a conniption fit. That's why in Psalms 9:1, put it on the screen. I will, come on. You got to make yourself do this. This don't come in. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will testify, God, because the devil is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. I'm on the last page of my notes. Psalms 26:2. Y'all about ready to do this? Psalms 26:2. It says, test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. Y'all, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Allowing the Lord to do an examination, surgery on our hearts, an investigation, going in to see, you know, opening it up and dealing with it. To prove, this word examine is balkan. It's B-A-W-K-H-A-N, balkan. And it means to tempt, to put your heart on trial, to test, to investigate, to prove your heart. God, prove my heart and my mind. You know. Deliver me from rolling my eyes and poking my lips. Deliver me from the issues of my heart. Y'all ready to pray? A lot of people have issues in their hearts from emotional damage. You have emotions. You are a spirit. You live in a body. You possess a soul. In that is your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotions. Your mind, your will, your intellect. Your will, your intellect, and your emotions. Your intellect is different from your emotions. Your will is different from your intellect. So let's just separate emotions, because that's where a lot of the junk comes from. Sometimes we're emotionally distressed. So let's do this. Come on, just put your hand on your heart right now and ask the Lord to examine your heart, to open it up right now. And I'm gonna begin to pray and see, a lot of times in deliverance, people can't receive because they're releasing. Try receiving and releasing at the same time. This is not the time for you to release. Really, you need to have your spirit quiet right now. Y'all, this is a good shut-in, isn't it? This is a good shut-in. Y'all know we ain't had a wang banger like this in a while. I've been letting the Lord deal with me all day long. And I'm meeting you right here on the wall. So he will deal. And I pray that you share this post so much, even on Facebook, even download it on your text and text it to people. Because guess what? Folk gonna be getting delivered. I told y'all we're getting ready to open up. We're putting some stuff together where we're gonna be doing deliverance You know, I was just talking to a pastor. Some folk are still doing deliverance in their churches. I'm not. Okay? The Lord hasn't led me. That don't mean I don't have faith. How about that? How about God has a portion and he has how everybody flow? I ain't scared at all. You know, I got the Holy Ghost and I got my silver, but I'm being led by God. There are folk who got their churches open. I am not doing deliverance in open churches right now. I'm not doing that. And that's just what God got me doing. Not judging nobody who doing it. Don't judge me because I'm not doing it. But we're going to do it right now because there's no distance in the spirit. There is no distance in the spirit. And I want you to put that on the screen. There's no distance in the spirit. I'm going to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to just pray by the Spirit. And I'm going to get that phone from Shay in a minute. I'm going to start prophesying to some of you. And ministering. You know, when God open you up, we're gonna pour more out into you. Okay? All right. Membroski ba asho torobo simreske de besete. Come on, shut down. I don't want you to, don't pray in tongues. I just want you to just receive. Just take a deep breath and receive. Broska ba ilo mo subre eskanamaka. Membroski dia tundro setala baso. Ye mama. Ronde bebe istolo bokoshete lala bakunde rande be esuna na makaye de esto rande bebe esuri di astondro skala la masite shindo ya makia robosata. Come on, just surrender. Just take a deep breath. Just release. And get in a place to receive. That's right. Breathe out and receive, and breathe in. Roske bebe esuri estandroske mamakaya lodobosi. Yando ya mama mama kaya. Yes, I am on Facebook praying in tongues. People get on Facebook and do all kind of foolishness that they want to do. We're gonna do some deliverance right now. Hallelujah. Roske baya. Show ye mengere de istoro robo koto. Ribandeleski androsabayan de kito. Mayeto rabande landisco. Jebe esuya. My letu rabaske de eto. Randi ituri di isto ya baba babashi londros ke bebe e kororobo se. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Soya na 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 makuye de debe. It's gonna be a time I'm gonna ask you to pray in tongues, but not right now. Not right now. Raba baba basha. We're dealing with that emotional damage. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your peace that surrounds our hearts and our minds. And God, I thank you for that peace that surpasses all natural understanding. Just a fire of peace surrounding our hearts. A ring of peace surrounding our minds in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are dealing with the spirit of fear. I command the spirit of fear and anxiety to come up and out right now. Every spirit of fear, go. The blood of Jesus, I command you to come up, out, off, and from around your people in the name of, from around God's people in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now that we are carriers of the anointing, and we renounce every load, every burden, all undue stress, all heaviness, all unforgiveness, all bitterness, all resentment, all envy, all strife out of our hearts right now in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus, every burden come up and out right now. All undue stress and heaviness come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stress and heaviness, I command you to come up and out and off of God's people in the name of Jesus. The spirit of bitterness, the spirit of envy right now, that spirit of strife, come up and out right now. The blood of Jesus is against you. Everything that will attack the heart through these manifestations, you are displaced. I command every yoke to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Come on, take a deep breath in and out. In and out. Father, I thank you. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. That your yoke is easy. and every uneasy, heavy yoke and burden, we command you to go. We decree and declare that the people of God are walking in divine release and relief and unlimited forgiveness and the sweetness of your joy. And God, they're being filled with your precious Holy Spirit. God, I thank you right now that we take and put on the garment of praise, and it is displaced that garment and that spirit of heaviness. I command the spirit of heaviness to go right now. If you're heavy, if you've been heavy, and I'm going to tell you how you know that you've been operating in heaviness and a spirit of heaviness, that you've been saying the wrong things out of your mouth. You know, you can't believe what you said and what you're doing and how you're operating and how you're acting. People that you don't really have no problem with, you've been feeling uneasy with them. I command that spirit of heaviness to go right now in the name of Jesus. And we replace it with the garment of praise. God, we thank you that you have not appointed us to mourn unjustly in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that we put on beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. God, I bind that spirit of demonic mourning where people are sad, they're heavy, they're depressed, they're suicidal because they're mourning. They're not just mourning the death. They're not just mourning natural death, but they're mourning things in the spirit that they feel like they're lacking. Things that have died in the spirit, things that they could not hold on to, that they feel like they've lost, mourning for some kind of loss. I command the spirit of mourning that comes from loss to go in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Yeah, right now, I just pray over every person's mind where your mind is so overwhelmed that confusion is coming in and you can't get things done. And you have so many things to do that your mind is overwhelmed. I see a blanket and I command it to come up and off of your mind. When you wake up, things are going to be clearer tomorrow. When you sleep, that the ministering angels of the Lord will minister to you. The Holy Spirit will hover over you, and you will receive that peace that's going to wake you up in the morning, and you're going to get things. I bind that demonic procrastination where things have been held back and slowed down and shut down in the name of Jesus. I disallow every trespassing spirit that will come against your thought life from entering into the gates of your soul in the name of Jesus. I break the power of every soul tie and every old tie. I command every soul tie. That's right. Breathe it out right now. Every soul tie. When you're connected to a person and you don't want to be connected to them, they have influence over you. And you know that this is demonic. You know it's not natural. I break that soul tie, especially the old and soul when they come together. The old tie and the soul tie, I tie the knots of them out of your spirit, out of your mind, out of your heart, out of your brain. And I loose you from that person right now in the name of Jesus. Every soul fragment, anything that's caused your soul to be broken up, your spirit to be torn into pieces, soul and spiritual fragments, we command you to go right now, and we pull you back together right now. You are not scatterbrained. I bind that spirit of being scatterbrained in the name of Jesus, where your thoughts are just everywhere. Confusion is everywhere. Go right now. In the name of Jesus, every hindering spirit, every distraction, every blockage, every ungodly attraction, come up and out and off right now. Every relationship that's not of God, I curse it to the root. Send it back to the pit of hell, to the pit of hell, through the jaws and to the pit, through the belly. In the name, I send you back the vortexes. I send you back through the vortexes in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of confusion and delusion and false love and double-mindedness. And I command it to be removed from your life. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I decree and declare that you have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. And the same mind that is in Christ is in you. And what's going on in your mind is filtering down in your heart. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command you to be focused. I command you to be steadfast. I call you back together. Where things are pulling you all apart and pulling your life apart. I command you to get it together. I plead the blood of Jesus over your past and every traumatic experience, every word curse, every ideation, every mind-binding and mind-blinding spirit. I plead the blood and call you up and off and out right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every haunting memory, every closet skeleton, every harsh secret, every abuse, the spirit of rejection, demons that grew up with you, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every lie from the enemy, every negative word spoken over you, every word cursed, I send it back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. And every incident that seeded and rooted your heart, I command it to be plucked up at the root, dried up, and cauterized. And I say that no longer can it spread. I command that wildfire to be put out by the water of the Holy Spirit that will be burning in your heart to spread foolishness in the name of Jesus. Come on, there it is right now. Just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I plead the blood of Jesus and say everything that's coming against your heart is judged by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every trespassing agent assigned against your spiritual, your mental, your emotional, and your physical well-being is cast out of the perimeters of your heart, cast out of your bloodline in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that you are whole. Be whole from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and that includes your heart. Every spirit assigned through your generations, through association, through incantation, I break the threefold cord of generation, association, and incantation. No longer will you be sad. No longer will you be heavy. And you don't know why. You feel the way all of a sudden you get sad and heavy and dark and gloomy. And I command that cloud to come from over your head. And I say that when the sun shines and when the sun breaks in the morning, when the morning is commanded, the sun will be your friend and not your enemy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I say that not only are you loose, but your family are loose. I prophesy to your bloodline in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over every territorial spirit. And every time release curse. Every time you go to a certain place, when it's a certain time of the day, a certain time of the year, I bind those holiday blues right now in the name of Jesus. I bind that thing that makes you suicidal and depressed because it gets dark early. I break the power of that territorial time release curse. Come up and off right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everything that's trying to linger over your head, I break it right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all second heaven activity. And in the name of Jesus, I say that you are under an open heaven. And you are connected to the third heaven and disconnected from second heaven activity. And I say when you lay your head on your pillow, you will have sweet sleep and divine rest. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for delivering us from the great transgression. God, I thank you that we will not be subliminally bound. God, I bind subliminal bondage, that which would hide below the thresholds of our understanding and keep us bound. I bind the spirit of the great transgression in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind every behemoth that's releasing deception. I bind every Leviathan that's releasing pride in the name of Jesus. God, remove every layer of hurt and pain from our past, present, and even that which is lying wait, or lying in wait, or the liars in wait in our future. Lord, we thank you for inner healing deep down in our hearts, deep down in our souls, and we are free from the things that our heart refuses to accept. Father, I thank you that you're putting counselors in our lives, godly counselors who will minister chastisement, correction, and rebuke. And we renounce, come on with me, renounce every stubborn spirit in the name of Jesus. God, we give you permission to deal with the spirit of hard-heartedness and every stubborn spirit in the name of Jesus. We renounce every stiff neck. God, we will not be a stiff-necked people in the name of Jesus. And stiff necks will not keep our minds in bondage. Come on, I need you to breathe a little bit. Hallelujah. We are almost there. Thank you. Some of you ought to be feeling some relief. There's some folk that had headaches and the tension is coming up off of your temples. Now, these are frontal headaches. This is up in the front, not in the back. Some of you right now, I can see a pressure being relieved. And you just, there ain't no migraine. That's a demon. I'm not saying there's nothing, not a migraine, but that is a demon. And I say it will not operate, especially up in the front part of your head. Sometimes we almost make you blind. And when you have dark spots, I curse it to the root in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that you are creating in us clean hearts and right spirits. Clean hearts and right spirits. And I thank you that our inner man is being fed by the light of your word this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. Because God, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. God, you are the strength of our hearts. We have strong hearts, not hard hearts. We have sensitive hearts. We're tender hearted. God, I thank you that your word and the light of your word is making our hearts tender. You're tenderizing our hearts, God, with your word. And we'll be more sensitive. We'll not be so easily offended. We'll not be so easily led astray. We will not be a part of the great falling away. God, I thank you for repentance and forgiveness and restoration of relationships. God, I thank you that you're doing all this because we are free from fear and we have a sound mind. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And I bind the strong man of pain. I bind the strong panic attack, pandemonium. I even bind that which is called a pandemic. And that will make people panic. I bind the strong man called pain. And I bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that you're delivering us from panic attacks and anxiety and restlessness. And the gates of our minds are shut from the pandemonium concentrated in the center of hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail against our thought life. God, we cast our cares on you. And as we, oh, there's some of you, you have not been able to sleep, but I bind that restless spirit. I bind that spirit that comes to steal your dreams, to steal your sleep, your dream catchers and your dream snatchers. I bind you right now. Not only will we sleep, but your dream lives will be restored. God, you call us to see visions and to dream dreams. I thank you for that right now. I call that spirit up and out and off that spirit.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.